You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Nobody takes me seriously anyway. Nobody's trying to hear what I got to say. They could try and pull me down, but my feet stay off the ground. And I face them down on my own terms. Comes as a shock, no, they'll never learn.
That was Lips with Heave Ho, and we have got two of the Lips crew in the studio, Morena Steph and Morena Ruby.
Morena, thank you for having us.
Hey, thank you so much for coming up. It's a big week for Lips. You have your new record coming out on Friday, and you're also going to be playing our Drive Island, which we're all very excited about here at the station. How are you guys feeling? Because this is a big one, a big old album release.
Yeah, a little bit stressed this week, actually. A few heart palpitations coming out of nowhere. Just like, oh yeah, it is a big week.
Yeah. Shouldn't have reminded you. Sorry. No, it's just a normal, just a normal chill one. The record is going to be awesome, though, judging from the singles we've heard so far. I Don't Know Why I Do Anything is the name of it. It's a pretty good name. Feels a bit relatable. Where did that one come from, Steph?
Oh, it just feels like the theme of life recently, you know. I don't know, do you feel the same?
Yes, I do feel the same. I relate to that very much.
Yeah, it's a lyric from Your Deodorant Doesn't Work. So that's where it came from. But it sort of felt like it summed up the album and just the process of making the album.
Because what was the process? This has been a project in the works for a wee while, is that right?
Yep. We started it 7 years ago.
Far out.
Yeah, in Brooklyn. And then continued it for a little bit in Tucson, Arizona. And then finally finished it last year.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. The lockdown was kind of helpful for that, you know, because it was like a focus period of just let's get it done.
So across that time, quite a few things have changed for Lips. I mean, as you said, you've literally moved countries as well. There's quite a big context going on there. Who is Lips in the entirety? Because you're, I guess, a newer recruit in that sense, Ruby, as well. How did this kind of iteration of the band come together?
We courted you.
Yeah. I was overseas. I was about to come home. I'd left the country so I could leave all the bands I was in.
Oh, yeah, that's the best way to do it. It's like the easiest. Sorry, I can't come because I'm actually moving. Sorry, bye.
Steph hit me up on the way home.
Yep. I knew Ruby was coming home and I knew that you would be in demand. And so I literally wrote and then was like, please join our band.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely no question, yes.
Yes.
And then we also recruited Maud Morris on guitar. So it's now a four-piece. So it's us three and then Finn Eichner on drums. And yeah, the actual, before that it was a two-piece, but becoming a four-piece kind of made it like what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what it always should have been. It's just such a joy to play in now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who's ever seen Lips play live, you have like a really infectious energy as a band. Like you all like gel really well. It sounds awesome and it's just fun, which I think is like something that sometimes we forget is really important in a gig. Like it should just be a good time a lot of the time, you know. It's cathartic to be in a room full of people having fun and listening to the same thing and feeling the bass throbbing and the drums going, you know. It's a pretty special experience. How has, I guess, the process of these songs that have been a project of yours for a long time, Steph, how has the process of that been, I guess, going back and listening to some of those earlier ones, reflecting on them with the newer tracks you've got? Have you found that, you know, any of your thoughts around this record have changed across that time, or has it felt quite steady?
No, like, it's totally changed. A bunch of songs we actually just threw out and wrote new songs with the band in mind. Yep. Like, this will be, you know, just with the new energy in mind. Mm. So that's where Deodorant came from. That was last year.
Yeah.
I was like, we can do this. This will be so much fun with the four of us. Yeah, it's been a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Heave-ho. Ugh. Such a joy to play.
We were just talking about that one. It's got quite a Hundies bass line going on there, Ruby. How was that one
super
for you?
Hundies. It's still like, I'm still trying to figure out how to play it well. Thanks,
being
Finn.
Too modest. You cane it. You're so good.
Wow, Ruby, you have played with a lot of different bands. How does it feel to be playing with Lips? It seems like a really fun job, fun experience.
Yeah, I love it. The songs are so fun, and Steph and Finn and Maud are awesome, and they take really good care of us, which is really nice.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's
like
a really nice thing.
Aww. And I got kids, cute as kids.
Yes.
It's a great bonus.
What is it like making music with like a family context as well? Is that something that you find is just life? That's how it goes, or do you find your songs change when you're hanging out with your kids? What's the like the buzz with that one?
The 4-year old he'll often weigh in with advice.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, like I remember one time we have this older song, Traces of Teddy, that we don't really play that much anymore. But I remember Freddie saying once, "Hey, Mum, you should, like, coming out of that instrumental bit, you should really do a stop, like, just before you go into the chorus." And we were like, yeah. We totally should do a stop. And then we went into rehearsal and we did the stop, and it's so good.
That's so awesome.
I should say that Fruity is a drummer. Like, that wasn't just a random...
Yeah.
Like, he'd thought about it and was... practicing it.
Oh, cool. That's so awesome. It must be cool. It must be cool for Freddie as well to be around all that music and like all these awesome musicians coming in and out of the house too. That must be a pretty special thing.
He loves it. He loves Ruby and Maud. Like, that's always a great day when you guys come over. It's like, oh man, yeah. Joyful.
Excellent. I want to know a little bit more about like the Lips persona, because I mean, anybody who is familiar with Lips will be familiar with the very iconic giant Lips sort of helmet, hat, mask, whatever you want to call it. Where did that idea come from? When did you sort of start thinking this would be a kind of a cool persona or a cool personality to kind of try out as a band?
Just like right from the beginning, like the very first song, I just had this character in my head that she was going to be the mascot for the band. And so it's just carried on. She's in all the videos, all the imagery. She's on our album cover. Mm. We have we have a mannequin on stage that wears the Lips head.
Excellent.
we've had three different versions of the Lips costume. Like, yeah.
Where do you get a Lips costume like that from? Do you have to make it yourself? How does that one come about?
Yeah, so like the first one we made, the second one my mum made, the most recent one was made by Paul Lewis, who's a local puppet maker.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's really big.
It's huge.
It's very fun to wear. yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but just...
It's wicked. It works. It totally fits the vibe, as you say. It does feel very central to it and kind of crucial to that whole idea. There's something sort of surreal and there's something really fun going on with this project. I do love the album cover. It is fantastic. For anyone who's not seen it, it is like some synchronized swimmers, including lips, sort of lying, floating in the star shape. And it's got just like a lovely weirdness to it, which I'm a big fan of. There are going to be 11 tracks on this record, and as you say, some of them are really old, some of them are quite new. And we have got a brand new one to listen to now, which is called Empty Hours. What can you tell us about this song?
So Empty Hours, I've got to thank Tom Scott for this song, because he wrote, I think it was last year, saying that he's making this album that's like all tracks inspired by Street Fighter 2, the music from Street Fighter 2. Yeah, so he's getting different people to make tracks based off of that. And he asked if I would do one for Chun-Li.
Cool.
Yeah, which I hadn't heard before, but I just was like, anything that Tom... I was just like, yes, I'm on board, I'll do it. Because I'm just such a massive fan. And so... yeah, so I took the flute melody, a couple of measures of the flute melody and the koto backing, and then wrote a song based off of it. Though we actually ended up changing. I couldn't get clearance for the original.
Dang it.
Yeah. So it's
been
changed.
Street Fighter.
I know, damn it. I really tried so hard. But yeah, so the song was like just about playing video games and with your friends when you're a teenager, and just the enormity of emotions of,
yep,
you know, when you're that age and everything's so massive and exciting and scary.
Yeah, kind of doesn't change really, does it? It just gets
not
different.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is a fantastic song, which I think we should dive into and have a listen to now. The record is out on Friday. Mm-hmm. You can pre-order it via Bandcamp or hit up your local record store as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're also heading out on tour with Phoebe Rings, which will be really cool.
Yes.
When's the Auckland gig for that one?
It's Thursday, August 5th at Nick of the Woods, and you can buy tickets now from Under the Radar.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Steph. Thank you so much, Ruby. Lovely to have you both in the studio, and we'll see you on Friday at Drive Island.
Yes, thank you.
Woohoo!
Lying doubled up on the couch, she's trying not to fall off, making each other laugh. You're so funny when you're falling asleep, thinking you make sense when you don't. Then we're sitting up in the band, nobody sees us old hands, no one else understands. Cause nobody gets me the way you do, nobody gets me like you. Empty hours float on by, feel so happy when it's you and I. Does anyone else know you like me? Does anyone else know you like me? Does anyone else know you like me? Flicking a hurt off my shoulders. Some days there's nothing you can do. Some days all I want is you. And I think of a sigh in the dunes, soaked in the warmth of the sand, time slipping through our hands. So many things I could say, nothing else I need to say. Empty hours float on by, feel so happy when it's you and I. Does anyone else know you like me? Does anyone else know you like me? Nobody else knows me like you. Nobody else knows me like you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.